Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brad, what's up, man? How can we help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get up with this girl again, man. She hasn't called me back and trying to figure out what happened.
All right, well, tell us what happened.
So basically, I met this girl through a friend. Really, really nice girl. We went on a few dates. She has a Jeep, and kind of like that's how we first kind of connected, because her and her friend was hanging out, and I was like, whose car is that? And she basically told me it was her friend's, and I was like, oh, is she cute? Next thing you know, we hit it off and go on like four dates, and this chick just won't call me back. I have no idea what happened. I thought it went really well, so I'm just kind of curious if I could get to the bottom of this.
Okay, well, what happened the last time you saw her?
The last time we went off-roading and had a really good time. We had some drinks afterwards and just went back home and just relaxed. It was a pretty good day, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so she's a fun Jeep owner.
Yeah, she's really outgoing and all about like getting outdoors and doing stuff and kind of just being active, and that's exactly what I like. But I don't know where she went.
I got a buddy who got a Jeep, and he didn't realize like what Jeeps are for. So his friends were like, yo, bring it to this place. They went to this place to like go off-roading, and they started like, you know, taking the doors off, and he was flipping out, and they were like, what do you think a Jeep is for? Yeah, he was like, no, put everything back. Anyway, I digress. Okay, so if we call her, we're gonna ask her about you. She's not gonna say anything crazy, you think?
I mean, I don't think so. I highly doubt I did anything crazy. I don't see anything I did. So I don't know, man.
All right, Brad.
It may not be anything, but chances are
it is. all right, Brad. We're gonna call her next for you. Okay.
Appreciate it.
Now back to the second date update on the 10
with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Brad. Brad met this girl, Kat, through a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Kat has a Jeep. Brad likes Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
Kat likes Jeeps.
Okay.
They went
match
off-roading.
Made in heaven.
Yeah, they went off-roading. Do you do the Jeep wave?
What?
You don't know the Jeep wave, Fabs?
The Jeep wave?
Oh, you've never owned a Jeep or been with somebody who owns a Jeep?
No.
I used to date a guy with a Jeep, and I don't know anything about a Jeep wave.
Did you make that up?
So he's not a real... You don't know what the Jeep was?
I don't. What is it?
It's when you come across somebody else who's driving a Jeep, but it has to be a certain... it has to be like a certain instance, like where you're driving in one direction, they're driving in the other.
Yes, I think he did kind of do
that. Yeah, and you
but
do...
But it's just a regular wave?
No. There's different versions. Like, you put up, like, two fingers for something, you put up four fingers, one finger,
I didn't
like
know that.
Yeah, there's all different versions of the Jeep wave, but you always wave to another Jeep owner when you're... I can't believe you guys never heard of the Jeep wave.
You know.
I'm not a Jeep girl.
See, Nicole owned the Jeep for a while. And she was do it, and then like there were times that she'd drive my car and she'd start giving people the Jeep wave because she thought she was in my car, and they were like, no, you're not a Jeep owner. Anyway, I digress again. Okay, so Brad, we're gonna call Kat right now. Stay quiet.
Hello?
Is this Kat?
This is Kat.
Hey, this is Kat. This is it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. We got your number from a guy. Listen to this. This gentleman likes you a lot and would love to take you out on a date, and we would pay for that date.
Who did you say this was again?
Okay, so my name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles. Pebbles, say hello.
Hi.
Melissa, say hello.
Hi.
Okay,
hi.
So we're calling you from a radio station, and we got a call from a guy named Brad who you went out with before, and he would like to go out with you again.
Oh, gosh.
No,
I know Brad.
Yeah, okay, so here's the... But wait, let me give you the offer. He said you guys had a really good time together the four times you went out, and he would love to continue, you know, hanging out with you. Maybe it'll lead to a relationship, and we're willing to pay for whatever date you would like to do with him. You name it, we'll set it up.
I think he probably left out the fact that he's an insensitive jerk.
Oh.
No.
Really?
Insensitive about what?
Well, you know, so he and I went out, and we took my Jeep out, and it got messy. And on the way out there, he asked, I had a couple bags in my back seat. He asked what they were, and I told him they were clothes I was going to take to donate to this charity, this women's shelter clothes. And my car was super dirty when we're done. Of course, it's a Jeep, and it's going to get dirty if you're off-roading. It's like not a big deal.
Yeah.
So I'm like going in to get his sandwiches and come out, and he's cleaned the car. And I was like, oh, wow, that's like really cool. Like, how'd you do that? I don't know. I thought this dude was magic. Turns out the clothes that I told him I was going to donate came off my car, which is like, okay, maybe you're just an idiot, right? Okay, cool. You're an idiot. But I said something to him about it, and he was like, well, they're just clothes for bums. Why does it matter?
What?
If they're dirt related. Well,
you know
hold on,
what?
Cat. You're telling me you're not going to see me again because
wait.
Of some bum?
Wait. Oh, stop right there. Okay, so
guys,
Kat, Brad,
hold on.
Brad is on the phone. No, you hold on. Hold on. Kat, Brad's on the phone. And he heard what you said.
Yeah, you're telling me you're not going to go out with me again because of some bum's clothes that were just some old clothes that you didn't even really need?
Brad.
Like, seriously?
Do you hear this dude?
Yes. Yeah, I'm with you.
What's the big deal? What is so wrong with that? Like, you're already donating them. Half of them had stains all over them anyway. They're for the bum.
True. What are you talking about?
What is wrong with you?
I mean, you could still donate them too, you know, Kat. Like, what's the problem? They could still wear them. They're a little dirty. So what?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Kat, I'm assuming you're going to say no to another date.
Oh, it's a hard no.
Okay,
hard no for me.
Okay, perfect. That's all I needed to hear. I just hung up on him. So there we go.
Good choice.
Sorry to ruin your day like that. But
it's fine. It's, you know, sometimes people don't reveal themselves right away, so it's all good. You know, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Please. I'm going to put you on hold, and the money that would have been for, you know, your dinner or whatever, we'll donate it to your women's shelter. Okay. Enjoy.
No. Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
All right. Tomorrow. I like Shay. You're going to hear Shay's story. Most likely you're going to understand Shay's point of view, but and you're going to be a little upset as to why Shay's not getting a call back for another date. Like, you're going to want Shay to be your date. Listen tomorrow, 8:10. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.